burger.
Welcome, everybody, to Take 268. It is the Sweeties. I think I hear some music. I think I hear some clapter. Let's go. Oh, and there's some honey. Honey's in the background barking.
Oh, we love honey.
Hey, stop. Stop. I love the barks, but not right now. Okay, anyways, welcome to the Sweeties, everybody. And we're going to be doing our K-draft, going to go over some things we watched. Keeks had a nice little weekend down south. We'll hear about that. But without further ado, Keeks, what's the 411?
Dude, the Sphere rocks. We went. And honestly, the price is a little daunting, but we sat in section 307, which was a great section. I believe it's $119 for those seats, and they don't charge you tax. So it was $238 for me and Becky to go watch the, like, it's like a 2-hour experience. The first hour is this like gimmicky bullcrap where they have you interact with like AI while they get the next movie ready. And then, which honestly, I think they do that to make it feel like you're getting more bang for your buck, but it was one of the stupidest things ever. We basically walked in, walked around for 5 minutes, and then went upstairs, got drinks, got popcorn, which they do sell drinks and popcorn, which was cool. I was like, oh, heck yeah, dude. I'm ready to get some drinks and popcorn. And we went and sat, and it is like the most unbelievable viewing, like, movie experience I've had in a long time, maybe ever. Like, the screen is so massive. It's so massive. It's unbelievable. Like, you think what it'll look like, and then when it actually happens, like, I got so freaked out a couple times, I almost thought I was going to fall out of my seat because it was so, like, the sound is so loud and the video is so immersive.
Dang.
It's the highest resolution screen in the world.
Wow. Is it like 12K or like what, 108K?
No, it's like 16K by 16K. So whatever that means.
Yeah. So wait, okay, repeat that. It costs $238 for a ticket?
Yes.
Is that for a single ticket or combined with you and Becky?
Combined for two tickets. Okay, but so you can sit in section 400, I think. And that's like $89 each. And that's really high. And I think that would maybe be, that would almost be too far, because then you're right underneath all of the, you'd be like, you wouldn't even be able to look up and look at the screen. You're just looking out and looking at the screen.
So are you like, are you like positioned to look like at an angle?
We were like kind of in the middle, so I didn't notice there was too much of an angle going on. But like, if you were sitting on one of the far sides, I'm sure it would feel like that. I would be curious to see if they try to do any narrative films with it. That's what I would be like, really. Cause like, if Denis Villeneuve was like, yeah, I'm going to shoot my next movie for the Dome and you can go see it for like 5 years and it's going to be that much, like, I would absolutely go to Las Vegas to go watch it.
Totally.
So, what are your thoughts on the Sphere? Have you even thought about it? Is there anything?
I'm not itching to go, but now after you saying it, I would love to go if I was like in that area, because Kennedy's family lives in St. George. So it might be like, hey, let's go catch a Sphere movie. But I think I'd have to be like in Vegas, like catching a concert or a game or something like that. Then I'd be like, okay, let's go to the Sphere.
It's absolutely worth it, though. Like, I think the movie is like, you know, I think I'd give it around a B+. Some of it feels a little repetitive because the technology is so new, but a lot of the imagery and a lot of like the stuff going on in the film is so interesting and so immersive that like, doesn't really matter. Like, it's awesome. It's like 50 minutes long, but it feels pretty quick. I love it. I thought it was great.
Dang. Who'd you guys go with?
I went with our friends BJ and Gabby. We stayed with BJ's mom in St. George, and then we drove to Vegas for a day, hung out in St. George's the other day, and then we like slowly made our way home on Monday.
Nice. Sounds like a little nice excursion.
Oh, it was great. How's the break? We obviously, so everyone has MLK off, but then we have Tuesday off, today off, for grade submittal stuff, which you don't have to do, I don't think. Do you?
Yeah. No, it's they just say if teachers are behind grading, then you can come in and like submit your grades is what I've always have understood. Yeah, no, I was telling Keeks before this, we have a leaky roof. So that was our weekend.
Rough.
And it's in our bedroom. So something with the construction and a roof leak is happening. So we woke, I came home on Thursday and I noticed the wall had like bubbling and just, you can clearly see like a water line. I was like, oh, lovely. So called the restoration company. They came out the next day, they opened it up. It's the roof that's leaking. So sucks, really sucks. So, and now we're trying to like running in circles of when the builders can come look at our roof because that's where the problem is. So it's annoying. It's annoying waiting on something when you need it fixed and looked at and you just have nothing else to do, because obviously we want insurance or the warranty to cover the roof, because we don't want to pay for the roof unless we absolutely have to. So there's just kind of like a lot of this happening, just running in circles, just trying to figure out when it's going to.
So much take. Red tape.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my weekend. But I do have a show that I want to talk about that I've been watching. No,
oh.
That we finished. This is, so we just had the Emmys last night on Monday, right? So
yes.
The Succession and The Bear just wiped the floor. But a show that I think is under the radar of a lot of people that should watch it. We had just gotten done watching Silo on Apple TV. I got to say this, Apple TV has actually a lot of good looking shows. They have good shows. And like they all like look like, wow, that production is really high. Have you watched a lot of Apple TV shows?
Nope, we haven't even had it. We've watched one episode of, we did watch Severance. That's one show we've watched.
Yeah. See, Severance looks good, but we watched Bad Sisters. Holy crap. It is so funny. Good writing, a good whodunit. It's based in Ireland, so they all have amazing accents. Essentially what it is there's five sisters. One sister is married, and they call him the prick because he's a total jerk. And he ends up dying. This is no spoiler. It's like the first 5 minutes of the show. He ends up dying, and like there's an insurance agents that are going to pay out like the life insurance. But then they start doing some underground work, the insurance agents, and there's kind of conspiracies of how the brother-in-law died. And it is just really good reveals and really good just story writing and hilarious and dark. So Bad Sisters, 10 episodes. Check it out. A+, sweet. Kennedy and I had a blast.
I'm glad you can give the TV side of Sweet Film Talk, because I actually, we did start watching one new show, which I was very excited to start watching. And we've been watching the Ted TV show on Peacock. Shouts out to you for giving us access to Peacock.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Did you watch the Chiefs Dolphins game? How was football this week? Did you enjoy football?
Oh, football's great. I'm sorry about your Dolphins, dude. I think we all knew that they were going to lose in cold weather.
I knew we had no chance.
It's the stigma, but honestly, the Dolphins just land that stigma. But I have, in my Super Bowl, I had the Cowboys versus Bills. I'm not even mad that the Cowboys lost. I kind of bought into the stock of the Cowboys, but never again. So,
nah, 49ers. I don't think anyone beats the 49ers.
No, if the 49ers are clicking, they're clicking. But the Packers, man, the Packers look good. If somehow, some way they beat the 49ers, that 2-win stretch is some of the most like outlandish upsets in the NFL. Like they went in and smashed Dallas. Dallas was undefeated at home, which is impressive. And they went in and just dismantled Dallas. So I think the Bills go. I would love for the Bills to beat the Chiefs. We have Taylor Swift versus Haley Steinfeld in that game.
Wait, who's dating Haley Steinfeld?
Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Bills. Yeah. Yeah. He's dating Haley Steinfeld. They keep a little
bit
more
gosh.
Yeah, they keep a little under wraps. I follow a great account on Instagram that Kennedy brought me onto. It's called The Sports-ish. It's this girl that just runs all like the sports and updates of the things about sports. It's actually a pretty good account of like the relationships and all that.
And that's how you knew?
That's how I knew. Yeah.
Fascinating.
But I got Bills, and I think, 49ers. Yeah.
Okay. So I have 49ers. I think the Ravens are going to choke. I feel like they always do.
Yep, I have Texans beating them. I think the Texans are going to beat them.
Yeah, I had the Texans winning against the Browns. I don't know who was trying to convince themselves that the Browns were going to.
I had the Browns in the AFC Championship game. That was dumb.
Yeah, I just think honestly, for me, the Texans, CJ Stroud, I think is very special. And
he's
watching
nice.
him play, like he's in the big moments, he's done very well. So I could see it being Ravens, Chiefs, but then the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl again. But I don't know. I don't think anyone beats the 49ers. I think it's theirs to lose.
I would not be surprised if the Chiefs get back in. I think they know how to do it. They have
and
experience.
That's kind of what I think it is. It's like those Warrior that 73-9 Warriors team. They played too hard. They tried too hard. They played too hard, and they had a rough path to that finals in 2016. And then obviously getting KD helped, but they didn't focus nearly as much on the regular season because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing until January comes for football.
Yeah, yeah. So
okay.
Well, sweet. I'm hyped. I'm hyped for this weekend. We
both watched the Mean Girls movie. I don't know if that's going to be a special review today. We'll maybe talk about
it
next
time. Let's do it right now.
Okay. Mean Girls
you
movie.
Do it? Let's do it.
It's fine. Okay, so listen. This is me obviously overreacting. I don't mean this, but I think everyone under the age of... I think everyone between the ages of 13 and 17 must be accompanied by an adult at the movie theater. Because every movie we have seen with teenagers there and no accompanying adult are the worst people on the planet.
Are they just talking the whole time? Just
the
giggling?
Whole time they were like sitting on the ground bumping into my seat. And
what?
BJ was gonna turn around and like get mad at them. And I'm like, look, they're kids. Their brains right now are like not developed to handle what you're going to tell them, and they're not going to care. They're just going to act worse. And sure enough, someone next to them said, hey, you guys are being really disrespectful. Can you guys be quiet? They didn't. They weren't quiet the rest of the time. They were still just as loud as they were.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Did you go see it at the Sunset Megaplex in St. George?
Yes, we did. Uh-huh.
Man,
it was a Water Gardens back in the day.
Yeah. St. George, I don't know how they don't have a better theater down there. Like, it is shocking that they don't have a Cinemark or a newer Megaplex.
Yeah, it's
like
they. I think they have another one though.
They have another Megaplex. It's in Pineview or something like that.
I think so.
Yeah, kind
but
of
I
by
mean,
Main
it's not.
Street.
It doesn't look great either.
Small, small. They need a new one. So, anyways, that's my pinch.
Consolidate.
Yes. Yeah, Mean Girls. Not very good. The original movie. I love the original movie. I watched that for the first time like 3 months ago. Actually, I had a blast, and I'm glad I watched that going into this. There are segments and musical numbers that I actually really liked in the Mean Girls, the new edition. I thought Jenna Fisher and Katie, great casting because they
look
look
the
mother
exact
and daughter.
same.
Holy crap. So that was like nail on the head. One of the best parts of the whole movie is once Aaron turns around to talk to Katie, one of the girls next to us audibly was saying, ew, right when it showed Aaron. Kennedy and I were dying laughing. And then Damien, I thought was a lot of fun. Who's also the friend that befriends
Janice.
Katie? Janice. Yeah, I thought Janice was okay, but just some of the acting.
Don't you mean Moana? Because it's the girl that plays Moana plays her.
I just thought some of the acting clearly wasn't as good as the original Mean Girls, and that was glaringly missing. It was fun to have Tina Fey in there and the principal. Good callbacks, good to have those, recurring actors. But yeah, I'm gonna give it a C+ sour. I think it's more sour because it is a musical, and if you're going in
no,
expecting like a
musicals are
rendition.
great though. The issue is
I know musical.
They
I like
didn't
market it. I want to re-clarify that. I like musicals. I think musicals are for the most part fairly sour because I feel like a lot of people don't like musicals from what I hear. I like musicals. I don't have a problem with them. But I thought this was a fine musical. It just was kind of missing. It just really was like rushed. Like the plot, I was like, whoa, we're already here. Wow. Like she's already sitting at the table 5 minutes into this movie. All righty.
It's pretty. I think it would really benefit from leaning into the musical side more and like having that be in the marketing. And I know that like that doesn't mean anything for the movie quality, but just naming it Mean Girls means, oh, is this a remake of Mean Girls? And that's not what it is. But it's hard to erase that when you're like, okay, the movie is called Mean Girls. It's not the musical. But then even then, a lot of the musical stuff, like the plot beats that is trying to mimic, don't land at all. Like the Halloween party is such a great moment in the film. Where they like fall off the platform. They all talk about their feelings. That's a great part. That didn't land well. I actually did like Damien. I thought the kid that played Damien was good.
Yeah, he was good.
The person that played Janice, not good. I did not enjoy their portrayal, just because that original Janice is so snarky and so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Katie was kind of flat. Like, she just didn't have the same Lindsay Lohan delivery.
And it's like, here's the thing. I know that I'm going to sound like that guy when I say this, but like, Lindsay Lohan kind of had like the hot, like the attractive factor. And it's not to say that like this person isn't attractive, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Like, you can clearly kind of tell that she's a nerd the whole time. Whereas Lindsay Lohan's character, you knew could do both.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so funny because like Regina George, she's like, you know, hot and attractive. And like, it was just so funny because like, she goes for that Aaron guy, and Kennedy was like, "No way, no
I know.
And so I actually didn't mind her as Regina George. I thought she did an okay
Oh,
job.
she was awesome. The girl that played Regina George was really good.
I thought she was the best portrayal of, you know, of the original cast. I would have loved to see Rachel McAdams like as the mom, or have like a cameo. That would have been a blast.
I was really hoping they'd bring Amy Poehler back as the mom too.
Oh yeah, even that too.
Yeah,
Amy Poehler as the mom would have been fantastic. Kennedy said the same thing. So another thing that Kennedy said is they should have leaned more into like what's hot right now, what's trendy, because they did have like a lot of TikTok montages, but they could have had even like more jokes that were like trendy and whatnot. Like when Damien was like, "Thank you, next." That was hilarious when he chimed in or something like that. It was like during the concert. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I guess I like didn't.
There was
I guess
a, there
I
was
didn't get why it was that funny. I don't know.
No, but there was like a couple moments where I was like, oh, okay, that was like a good joke, when someone was just like, oh, I don't know, like, I just, it's from the movie Juno. You know what I mean? Like, they said like that.
Yeah,
joke
that
or
was
something
funny.
Like that. So they could have leaned into even more jokes like that that are a little bit more trendy.
I liked the girl that played Karen as well. I thought she was very funny.
Really? I feel indifferent because I thought she was so. I thought she was portrayed even more dumb, the original Karen. Like, she had like her mouth open all the time. I'm like, okay, the Karen from the original Mean Girls was dumb, but she was also like kind of on top of things in a way.
Yeah, sure.
She was like more aware of things happening.
Another thing as well, I needed more John Hamm.
Yes.
I needed more of him as the gym teacher.
Yes.
His couple of moments are so funny, and he's in it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, he was quick. I will say I did like Janice's musical at the end when she's doing the platform and the apologizing and she's running throughout the school. I thought that was pretty fun and had some good shots.
Sure.
And I thought Gretchen's like musical number in the closet actually was not bad.
No, but what did it didn't have a payoff to it.
No, it was just kind of like, oh, that's it.
Yeah. Like, and that's kind of what I think the music and like the direction and the cinematography with the cameras, I liked. I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But the story stuff is totally flat and can't elevate whatever they're trying to do on the camera end.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of the lighting in those scenes was really engaging as well. Some of the like production design was fun, but you know, she's in Africa and then it cuts and then she's like at the high school already.
Oh, I thought the intro was a blast, from the garage to Africa to like high school. I was like, oh, this is actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
And so it loses a little bit of steam.
Overall, meh.
Yeah.
It's fine. I have it at a C+ suite because I realize I don't really give anything sour. Like, it's got to be really weird for it to be sour for me. Like, Saltburn is definitely a sour. This one, it's like, I think if anyone goes to watch it, like, they'll have a good time with it. It's just not very good.
That's true. That's
and not
true.
To say it's not very good. It's slightly above average, but certainly not what you would want for something related to Mean Girls. It's got to be better.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it at a sour because, you know, let's have a little change.
Stick to your guns.
Stick to
Embrace
it.
The sour.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to do alphabet.
Let's do
This
it.
Is the draft.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're first. I don't even know what to pick anymore. My morale for the draft feels very low.
Oh my gosh. You know, these K's, there's only a handful of really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to start off with the first pick, and that's going to be Knives Out. I'm going to take Knives Out first.
Okay. Kind of thought you would do that, so I'm going to take Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, I was going to take that. Okay, well, I will take Kubo and the Two Strings with my second pick.
Karate Kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
The
going to take...
director of Karate Kid also directed Rambo, or not Rambo, Rocky.
Oh, you got... Look at your karate. You got Kung Fu Panda and the Karate Kid.
I know. Yeah, there's definitely
like
a
it.
Theme to this.
Okay, for my third pick, it was picked recently, but I'm going to take Klaus for my third pick.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, okay. Now is when it really, really starts to go down. So I gotta take a look at what my list was. Cause it's like, yeah, like picking King Kong, I guess, but I don't think anyone really likes. Oh. Would this count?
Let's hear it.
The original Japanese title of Your Name is Kimi no Nawa. Can I pick?
Throw it in there if you want. I don't care.
All right. I'm going to pick...
Whatever you want. I'm down. You want to
okay,
do that?
I'm going to pick Kimi no Nawa, which is Your Name, the Japanese title. That's what I'm going to pick for my number three.
Okay, I like it. This might steer people away, but I'm going to do it. I think it's a blast. Kingsman, Secret Service, the first one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you remember what was a fun movie? Was that King Arthur movie. Do you remember the Guy Ritchie one?
Yeah, you know, that actually, I actually kind of like that movie. You going to pick it?
Huh?
You going to pick it?
No, I'm absolutely not going to pick it, but I do think that it's a fun little movie. Okay, so this was kind of going to be my next one, and it's my favorite Tarantino movie, so I'm going to take Kill Bill.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, and with my final pick. Oh. It's interesting because I could go Killer of the Flower Moon. I can go The Killer. But I think I'm going to stick with my guns. I think I watched this 2 years ago for the first time. Kiki's Delivery Service. We're gonna
Oh,
go with
nice. I've never seen it. So I was like, dang it. I can't pick that one because I've never seen it.
I'm gonna go with it. A lot of service here. Secret Service and Delivery Service.
Oh, you know what I am going to take? I would assume this counts. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't count articles, right? So A and the...
Yep, and...
My last pick is going to be A Knight's Tale.
I had that on my list, but I've never seen A Knight's Tale. What was your
See,
fourth
a long
pick?
time ago. Saw a long time ago when I was a kid.
What was your fourth pick?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. And then A Knight's Tale. Is A
Yeah.
Knight's Tale good? I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's fun. Good little movie.
Okay, so we have TC, Knives Out, Kubo and the Two Strings, Klaus, Kingsman, Secret Service, and Kiki's Delivery Service. Keek's Kung Fu Panda, The Karate Kid, Your Name. What's the other? Send me the original title.
Yeah,
I don't know
I
how
will.
to spell it. Kill Bill and A Knight's Tale. So, Keith, you cannot use your name for the wise. Just kidding. You still can.
Okay. I mean,
ways.
I would take it. I would take it. This one is very clearly like a reach, I think. But this is... And I don't think you need to put parentheses your name. I don't want that to...
Are
You
you
can
sure?
if you want, but...
I'll put it. I think people should know.
Okay.
And then I'll do the draft so it's at the bottom. Both of them are at the bottom.
Okay.
So we'll know.
Yes.
I'll put that up later today. First glance, who do you think wins?
Honestly, I don't know. I always feel really strong about mine, and I'm curious to see if Kingsman is going to turn a lot of people off.
I think Kingsman can have potential to turn people off, but I think Kung Fu Panda and the Karate Kid, those are the familiar picks. Those are the family picks.
And
think
A
you
Knight's
can
Tale, that is a lot of families love that movie.
But I think Kill Bill can be a Secret Service Kingsman ordeal and turn people off. I've never seen Kill Bill. I'm not dying to see it. I will see it eventually. I know it's iconic with Uma Thurman, but I think people that have seen Kubo and the Two Strings, and I think Knives Out's a killer. I think everybody loves Knives
Knives
Out.
Out is great. Yeah, Knives Out is great.
I think we have another close voting. I will be shocked if one of us gets blown out. I think it's close. But I can see you. I could see you winning with Kung Fu Panda and the Karate Kid. I think two people.
I think that's
like
what
those.
Helps me a lot is those two. And then those we can have two back-to-back drafts where the second person won the draft. But I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. I feel good about that one. But I think people that love Knives Out, like that's gonna help your case.
What would you have taken first pick?
No, I was planning on taking Kung Fu Panda.
You would have taken Kung Fu Panda?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Okay. I thought about Knives Out, but I was like, I will take that one second if it's still available.
Yeah, I was going to take Kung Fu Panda. I thought you were going to take Kubo and the Two Strings first.
Nah, I knew I probably could have gotten that one later. And if I'm going for, like, animation, like, and also, you know, like, trying to get the votes. It's all about, a lot of it is trying to get the votes. Not a lot of people saw Kubo and the Two Strings. It's a classic movie, but not a lot of people saw it.
Yeah. No, Kung Fu Panda is great. That's an A. That's like an AA plus movie. Honestly, it's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all and time. We get a new one. I don't know what I think about that, but we do get a new one.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay,
ring it. Ring in the music. It's here, everybody. It is the annual. It is our Oscars. It is our Golden Globes. It is the Sweeties. Our categories are favorite movie, most disappointing movie. That'll be a hit on cable, best animated movie, and the best unexpected surprise.
We had many Alrighty. Votes, many submissions.
Yeah,
there
thank
can
you
only
all
be one
for participating. Okay, what do you want to start off with first, Geeks?
Let's go with best unexpected surprise, and let's end with favorite movie.
Okay, I like it. The best unexpected surprise. What was your? I want to ask you personally. What was your best unexpected surprise?
If I remember right, I think I put Iron Claw because I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was. Like, I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't think it would be that good.
Yeah, we had
what
a
was
lot
your vote?
Of we had a lot of people submit Iron Claw. Unfortunately, not our winner. My vote was Godzilla Minus One. I did not see that coming.
That's a good
and
one.
That was a blast. That was a really fun time. I also. Dungeons and Dragons was a little bit of an unexpected surprise because that was, I knew it was coming, but yeah. I didn't know it was going to be as good as it was. But those are not your winners. Your winner is Theater Camp. That is the best unexpected surprise. Great winner. I'm happy with that.
Glad that a lot of people saw that one too. So it's nice that we got quite a few people voting for Theater Camp.
Yeah, no, I think it was one of the best comedies of the year. And it's
yeah,
so
Ayo Edebiri, great 2023. And way to cap it off with an Emmy win on Monday night. Very exciting.
Yeah, really.
Very, very exciting. Now, best animated. Best animated was a little bit, it was a little bit of a runaway from one movie.
Yeah.
I'm honestly really shocked we didn't have a single vote for Boy and the Heron. Which I honestly can't say I totally, not like disagree, but I didn't get Boy and the Heron. It didn't connect with me. It was a little too weird. So my vote, your vote, basically everyone else's vote was Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which this animated movie race for the Oscars is going to be super interesting because a lot of the critics, a lot of the people that get votes are really clamoring for Boy and the Heron. So... Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you who I think is going to win. I hope it's Across the Spider-Verse because I think Across the Spider-Verse is excellent. But, like, I don't know. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Across the Spider-Verse wiped the floor. We had a couple of votes for
Elemental.
Elemental was a couple. We had, like, one for Migration. Not sure if that was a joke or not, but hey, it's great. If you like
I liked
Migration.
Thought it was fine.
Yeah, I heard Migration was cute. So, yeah, Spider-Verse was, like, the, you know, consensus there.
Overwhelming.
Okay. That'll be a hit on cable. What was your vote?
My vote. I actually honestly it's
it
so
was
funny.
Air. I think yours was Air.
Yes, it was Air. And then after I sent it, I'm like, well, it's on Amazon Prime, but we'll still count it. Let's still count it. So yeah, yeah, mine was for Air. What was yours?
My vote was actually the winner, which totally feels like a TNT TBS special. And a lot of people also submitted this one, and that is Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. One that I don't think we spent enough time talking on about our year-end list, but I loved Dungeons and Dragons. I thought it was a lot of fun, one of the funnest and best movies of last year. There was like a lot of really fun, great movies last year, so it just barely got edged out on my top 10, like my final end of year list. Also, here's a little bit of a year-end list for everyone next year. We are going to do, I presented this to Tanner, and we'll see if we still do this, which I think we should, is we're going to do a fiscal year-end list, which means if any of you work in business, the fiscal year begins in, what is it? It begins in February and ends in the following January. And I think that's the same with us, because a lot of these 2023 end of year releases that are really big get delayed to the beginning of the following year. So that we can do a complete release calendar, we are going to do our end of year final list in February of next year instead of doing it in the 1st of January. That way we can do like a cleanup of a bunch of movies that came out like first, second week of January that are awards contenders, and we can include those in our final list instead of like having to get everything else out.
Is what's like the cutoff for the Oscars?
Well, voting is right now, so I would guess it's like within, like probably first couple weeks of January. Let's
So
see.
like if a movie, let's say the Iron Claw dropped on January 2nd, would that be nominated for this upcoming Oscars?
I'm looking it up right now because I know that like the COVID year was like March because they took a little bit of time to actually get it all updated. But
Yeah.
if I had to remember right, I would imagine it's like, let's see, full calendar year, December 31st. So they must have a qualifying theatrical release between January 1st and December 31st, which means that they must have at least a week-long run in a city, LA, New York, Bay Area, Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, and also qualify in a couple other categories. So they have to have a 7-day run in like a city with more than 1 million people for it to count.
So I do like this idea, but there's also the idea and the niceness of posting our movies on that January 1st of like, hey, the year ended. Cheers to a new year, but here is my movies that I watched in that year. You know what I mean? Like it is kind of nice to do that.
It is. And we'll still kind of do that, but I
I'm still
think
gonna do that
like,
on my Instagram, but I get what you're saying where it's like, hey, let's round up and catch everything.
Because it like kind of sucks. Like the past few years, it's like Women Talking, great movie that I love. That was like one of my favorites of last year, but it was a 2022 release. Or like Portrait of a Lady on Fire in 2020. Like it technically came out in 2020, but it came out in 2019. So, and it was even in the Oscars for 2019.
Yeah.
So it's just like it's a weird thing to have to go based off of, but we want to do our final list, at least like for the podcast, end of January.
Yeah. For Oscar season too.
Yeah,
So
exactly. Which we should get those nominations next Monday, I believe they announce them.
let's go. Okay, most disappointing.
Yeah, this
There
one
was a
is.
clear winner for this one, which I was actually surprised with. And I'll talk to you more about that here in a second. But my choice was Asteroid City. I thought Wes Anderson's new movie was disappointing. I didn't get it. It didn't mesh with me. I know there's a lot of Wes Anderson fans out there that loved it, but come on, guys, this isn't his best movie. It's just not it. And I loved all his Wes Anderson movies. I went on the Gauntlet last January, so I was looking forward to this one, hyped up and watched, and I was like, oh, that was it. So that was my most
My
disappointing.
most disappointing was Next Goal Wins. Because I had loved so many of those Taika Waititi movies. I was like, you know what? Thor: Love and Thunder, I think, is a little bit of a fluke. And Next Goal Wins was a Frankenstein film.
Yeah.
Hacked to bits. You can tell there's complete plot lines missing. And when I leave a movie with my dad and my dad also notices it, there's a problem. There's a
Yeah.
big problem. So that was a big one for me, but kind of overwhelmingly. Maybe not overwhelmingly, but definitely with a good amount of votes, is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
People were
Really
offended.
rough.
People were disappointed by this.
Yeah. I don't think I was, because I kind of went in thinking like, okay, this might not be great, but I'm willing, like, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull exists. I'm willing to, you know, I will enjoy all of these. And yeah, I not most disappointing, but not a great watch by any means.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, I get it. I'm not too mad about this one, but walking away from Dial of Destiny, I was like, okay, yeah, that didn't hit the mark, which is a bummer too, because I love James Mangold as a director.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just didn't have the same beats. It just, yeah. But yeah. I still thought it was a fun time in the movie theater. There was segments I really liked in Indiana Jones, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on to favorite movie. This was a clear landslide, just like Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. There was a mixed bag of votes. I voted Holdovers. I think I was maybe one of two people that voted Holdovers. Handful of people actually voted for Iron Claw. A couple voted for Barbie.
Barbie, but yeah.
The clear winner, and I think you should ring it in because this is your favorite movie.
Can you hear the music? Can you hear? I think that's what he says. I don't remember. That is Oppenheimer. Oppie, baby. Yeah, I love that movie. Great movie. Excellent movie. Got it on 4K. Can't wait to throw it into the disc. Can't wait to throw it into the 4K player. It's everything you. It's kind of like everything you think you would hate in a movie, but it does it the best it's ever done. That, yeah, how can you hate it?
Yeah.
I'm
looking forward to rewatching this, and I want to rewatch with subtitles. So I'm going to give it a rewatch this year.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I entered in to get tickets to go watch it live with some of the filmmakers. Didn't get picked, but that's okay. I've got it at my house. I'll watch it whenever I want. And I believe it's coming to Peacock on today. I actually think the 16th, it got to Peacock today from what I understand, or the 26th. So
yeah, it is coming out on Peacock. Interesting streaming service. Is Universal and NBC, do they have a partnership?
Honestly, good streaming service. All things considered, one of the better ones.
You know, one of these days we should rank the streaming services, till now, up to this date, present time. That'll be one of our rankings.
HBO Max has plummeted for me.
It has.
It's really terrible now.
Yeah, that might be last. But we'll rank those later this year.
Okay.
Okay, that's 268. Anything else?
We're going to do favorite releases, most anticipated?
Yeah, let's do most anticipated. Next week?
Do you want to do it next week? Because I got my list, but if you want to do it next week, we can do it next week.
Let's do it next week, because I need to curate my list.
Okay.
I do not have that ready.
Okay.
I want to be ready.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
And then we'll do, I want to get to Beekeeper. I really do.
Okay.
I want to watch American Fiction. That's playing at University Cinemark.
I know, All the Strangers. I want to watch Zone of Interest, but I don't know if we're ever going to be able to watch that movie. Jonathan Glazer's follow-up to Under the Skin.
If American Fiction is playing on Saturday at Cinemark, I'm there.
Let's see. Looks like it probably is.
I don't know if it is, but maybe.
Well, it's at least playing through Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a great time. Great time of the movies. Nice little review of Mean Girls and The Sweeties and The K-Draft.
Fun time. I'll post that up on Sweet Film Talk, The K-Draft.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Everybody, stay so sweet.
Sweet!